The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, Big Monday edition. A happy birthday week to us both.
Happy birthday, Crudy.
A very self-indulgent pair we make, Dom.
Well, that's, you know, what I know most about is me, and then I know a lot about you, and then we'll figure the rest out.
We will. We got fine guests joining us very soon. She is a congressional candidate, 8th CD, great state of Wisconsin, Dr. Kristen Lierley. She is trying to replace Mike Gallagher, who retired to go cash checks and
spend more time with the family. It was a very, very tough time.
Tough time to be a Republican.
Well, he
a non-MAGA ass kisser.
Although the J6 insurrection, he started out good, and then he waffled, and then he got the death threats, and decided it was time to start cashing checks.
So, anyways, there will be a new congressperson from the Green Bay, Wisconsin area, and we, at least I, think it should be Dr. Kristen Lierley. We'll bring her around again today at 4:30. And Tom, part of why I invited her on this big show, because of a headline, Jennifer Rubin, columnist over at the Washington Post, MAGA Republicans tipped their hand. They're after contraception, too. There is no doubt the GOP is waging a war on women, says Jennifer Rubin in the subheadline. For decades, the forced birth crowd poo-pooed pro-choice activists, warning that partisan right-wing judges were out to gut Roe v. Wade. Hysterical, fear-mongering. Then the six-person radical majority shred nearly 50 years of precedent to deprive women of bodily autonomy. The right responded, "Leave it to the states, they'll be reasonable." What followed were a series of inhumane, unworkable, and dangerous abortion bans that have threatened women's lives, created a shortage of doctors, and sparked legal chaos and endless litigation. Next, Democrats warned that Republicans were after IVF. Absurd! While Republicans in Congress voted against protection for IVF, Alabama effectively banned it before the backlash forced reversal. But now you would think Democrats warning that Republicans are coming after reproductive rights, including contraception, would be heated. But predictably, Republicans cry foul and deny any thought of snatching away contraception access. But along came a felon and former President Donald Trump, who let slip that he was looking at contraception restrictions. Then he backpedaled, and once he realized too much candor was politically disastrous. And no surprise, Republicans again showed their stripes last week. Dom, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer taunted Republicans before calling a vote on a bill offering national protection for contraception. This week and in future weeks, Senate Republicans will have to answer for their anti-abortion, anti-women agenda, he said. And my Republican colleagues should know that American people are closely watching. Yes, they are, Dom.
Crudy, the bill, Jennifer Rubin writes, was straightforward. A quote, "The Democratic bill intended to put Republicans on the spot in an election year on their unpopular positions on reproductive rights would have prevented states from passing laws that limit access to contraception, including hormonal birth control, and intrauterine devices, the Post reported. Now, 9 Republicans ducked the vote. All other male Republicans voted against it. 2 female Republicans and all Democrats present voted for it. Democratic Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey is on trial for bribery, obstruction of justice, acting as a foreign agent, and honest services wire fraud. He missed the vote. You know, he's being prosecuted under the Biden Department of Justice, I would note. Rubin goes on to write. Ahead of the vote, Senator Patty Murray, a Democrat from Washington State, underscored the significance of the moment. What message do we want to send to our constituents? That we support their right to birth control? That we support access to IUDs or Plan B? Or that we are okay taking that right away and letting politicians make medical decisions for women in this country? I know where I stand with the overwhelming majority of people who support that right. And soon, we will know exactly where every Republican senator stands, too. Now, Rubin goes on, the Republicans, authors of a nonstop stream of legislative stunts that have no prayer of passage, hollered that it was a stunt. It was just about getting out the Democrats' message, they scoffed. Senator Lisa Murkowski, Republican from Alaska, one of only 2 Republicans to vote for the bill, in a video replied that if it is a messaging bill, quote unquote, I want my message to be very clear. A woman has a right to contraception. Her fellow Republicans voting no, obviously did not. Republicans' rationale for opposing the measure was confused and contradictory. They said it was unnecessary, although they had loudly cheered Dobbs, which ripped away the underpinnings of any substantive due process, right, regarding reproductive rights. And it wasn't a stunt. Democrats pointed to Republican opposition to contraception legislation, including Governor Glenn Youngkin in Virginia vetoing a similar bill last month as evidence the effort was necessary. Some Republican lawmakers in Oklahoma also pushed legislation that could have outlawed intrauterine devices, and some Republicans opposed the morning after pill that helps prevent pregnancies. Federal conception protection seems rather important. That is, if you want to protect contraception. In truth, Rubin writes, Republicans are coming for all of it. That's what the so-called fetal personhood bill is all about. The upshot of state measures to protect, quote-unquote, fetal personhood is that not only IVF, but many forms of contraception would be at risk because they protect a fertilized egg at any stage. Anti-abortion advocates have deliberately and effectively sown misinformation to create disagreement on what constitutes abortion by claiming, despite all medical evidence to the contrary, that some forms of contraception are, they cause abortion. Pro-choice advocacy groups explain. With ambiguous personhood laws, we have seen again and again that rogue, aggressive prosecutors can stretch the bounds of law to police, quote-unquote, reproductive freedom. Now, Senate and House Republicans, like clockwork, routinely introduce life begins at conception bills. The House bill has drawn 130 co-sponsors. The Republican Study Committee is on record this year as supporting both a fetal personhood bill and a ban on mifepristone used to treat miscarriages and ectopic pregnancies. In other words, protection for access to contraception is necessary when mega-celebrated Dobbs decision effectively removes federal protection, and Republicans at both the state and federal level aim at fetal personhood bills that would outlaw abortion, IVF, and some forms of contraception. Rubin concludes that voters have every reason to fear a GOP-held Congress would pass a nationwide abortion ban and fetal personhood measures. They know that is true because Republicans continue to press these measures and simultaneously vote to block measures to protect IVF and contraception. And no one seriously believes that if elected on the strength of white Christian evangelical support, that Trump would veto such bills. Jennifer Rubin, lighten them up, pointing out the obvious in the Washington Post today.
844-967-2789. A patient, Joe. Appreciate your patience, Joe. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Hey, Joe.
Well, I think this discussion really brings to mind that the importance of having people bring out what the Republican lawmakers and candidates are up to. And I would go back to your discussion of this last half hour.
Mr. Anti-abortion, Brad Schimmel?
Mr. Schimmel. Now, there are many reasons to gripe about him, including his stance on abortion and how he's spending taxpayer money in order to fund this new position that he had. I would point out there is also this incredible disgusting story of Mr. Schimmel received up to $5 million to go back into Wisconsin to test the 6,000 rape kits that were sitting on shelves and not being tested. Tammy was helpful in getting some of this $5 million in grant money from various sources, government and private funds, to do this testing. And what did Schimmel do with it? Nothing. It was the title of the Bruce Murphy piece from Urban Milwaukee that people can look up. Again, it's Bruce Murphy, Urban Milwaukee. The title is Brad Schimmel's Dreadful Record on Testing Rape Kits. And it was, they just sat there. They just sat there on the shelf. He's got $5 million and nothing got done. And I would point out in terms of this, that this is just, this isn't idle. There's something like 51%, they estimate, of rapes that occur are repeats of a guy who's repeating a rape. So serial rapists. So the fact of getting tests done is really critical in order to bring these guys to justice. So there's Schimmel doing nothing. And then add on to this, and you can maybe help me, Crudy, with your fine memory. As I recall, it was also Mr. Schimmel who had the little medallions created that he could hand out, like little to
commemorative coins.
Right. $80,000 he spent of taxpayer money on this. And my understanding that it read kicking ass every day. Except, I guess, if you're a woman who's been raped and would like to get her rape kit tested so that we could actually go ahead and start figuring out who created this particular problem in their life. I mean, that is the part. We need to know what these people are like on the job. And that's what Brad Schimmel was like on the job. Rape kits sitting there untested, $5 million there and never being spent.
Well, thanks, he had guys. No particular expertise, if you'll recall, Joe.
Joe, thank you for the trip down memory lane, the rape kits and the KAED. Really? This is your priority? You're gonna get some coins? You're gonna spend some money on coins to say you're kicking ass? You know, if you got to say you're kicking ass every day, maybe you're not kicking ass every day. Maybe you're overcompensating. We are the Devil's Advocates, the greatest radio show ever. Coming back, Dr. Kristen Lierley. She is a congressional candidate, Wisconsin's 8th CD. We look forward to bringing her back to our audience. Stick around.
Taking care of business. Taking care of business. Every day. Taking care of business. Every way. Taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business. Working overtime. Woo! Taking care of business. Taking care of business.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I'm just taking your segment, man. It's all mine.
All right, thank you. Thanks for getting my back.
I just take what I want. You can always be a part. 844-967-2789. We're not overcompensating or anything. We seriously believe, and we've been told occasionally, that we are the greatest radio show ever.
If so, you believe it, it must be true.
Be a part. Dom, see a little headline over at the Raw Story, one of my favorite aggregators, and Dr. Kristen Lierley joining us at 4:30. So if you want to be a part, you better start calling now. 844-96-PARTY. But the headline that caught my eye, increasing GOP creepiness is alienating voters party can't afford to lose. Well, you know, an important election year, Dom, you hate to lose any of them. Trump went out to Vegas this weekend and made a bet on himself, as he often does. And a few of the highlights, and we'll perhaps play some of the sound of the speech later in this big show, Dom. But here are a few of the noted highlights. First of all, Trump told the crowd, I don't care about you. I just want your vote. I don't care. And then he tells contractors who set up the microphone and teleprompter, they did a, I'll just pretend like he said it FCC compliantly, you did a crappy job and I won't pay them. Oh, there's a shocker. Right. More, Dom. Trump this weekend in Vegas told the audience to choose suicide over Biden.
I mean, you gotta be kidding me.
And then he complained about the teleprompter again, and then he asked, do I get electrocuted, or do I jump over by the shark?
He's talking about what, an electric boat, I guess? He's very concerned about the electric trucks, and he's talking about a electric-powered, battery-powered boat. And if the boat sinks and there's sharks swimming around, what do? Do you take your chance with the boat and go down with the boat and get electrocuted, or get eaten by the sharks? Now, he is really scared of sharks. I'm not a fan. I don't get eaten by a shark either, but he has this thing about sharks. If I recall, didn't Stormy Daniels tell us about his fear of sharks? And I think his constant bringing up the sharks during his speeches and ramblings when the teleprompter goes down, that he's really, you know, burying his soul. But yeah, you know, you don't get electrocuted if the battery-powered boat goes underwater.
Dom, there's more. He also claimed Trump did. He claimed he aced a dementia test twice. Not easy to ace.
I got a question I have for you, you know, ex-president, convicted felon Trump. Why did they give it to you twice? And what were the spate like? Was it right next day? Was it a month later after the meds kicked in? I mean, what were the circumstances of you having to take this cognitive test and passing with flying colors, apparently, twice? And if you passed it with flying colors, why did you have to take it again?
Well, reportedly, today is his probation interview, right, Dom? He's doing a virtual one. His attorney, yeah. Todd Blanche, will be in attendance. But he's got to, bear his soul to the probationary officer of New York State today.
I don't remember being on probation for the possession charge way back in the day, Curdy. I don't remember doing an interview like that. You did that?
Yes. Yes. Yeah? I was on real probation.
Real probation?
Well, and you had sort of.
Okay, but you were initially into the probation program, but your probation officer, I think,
got cancer and so 16 or 18 months. Sheesh.
Oh, you didn't have to do all the things that most people had to do.
For 16 or 18 consecutive months, I did not check in with my probation officer.
When you started.
For like the initial 3 months, I did actually have to go and meet with the probation officer and say.
How was your first one? I mean, did you bare your soul the first one? Did you talk about your childhood? Did you talk about the drugs you were taking and why you decided to flip over that cop car? I mean, how deep into it did you get?
No. No, I lied to my AODA assessment. I lied to my probation officer. I could be lying to you right now for all you know now, but
I mean, come on,
I sure as hell wasn't bearing my soul to the probation agent. But I got to say, I think, you know, with these dimples and this face, Dom, I make a more credible probationary person than Trump does. Like, I think they liked me. Quite frankly, I was a very likable young man. I think what they happened? Liked me. Oh, yeah. Dominic, a couple of more thoughts from Trump's big rally. Again, we might play more of this later. He said, there have never been people treated more horrifically than the J6 hostages. And I'm thinking to myself, the Central Park Five, you were putting advertisements, seeking the death penalty about future exonerated people that spent a quarter of their lives in jail. And no one's been treated more horrifically than the convicts convicted because they actually did stuff. I mean, they were all over the videotape. These weren't the allegations.
No, man, he's embracing them. He's calling them warriors. They just got caught up. They were just protesting a rigged election. That's he continues to, you know, feed that BS back to, you know, the crowd.
Well, Dom, I can't think he would repeat what he said to the crowd to his new probation officer because he called the prosecutor a dumb son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah. He's very, very sweary these days. He's really embraced. Once he became a convicted felon or convicted of felonies, he's really embraced, almost like, you know, Governor Tony Evers.
I was going to say, Tony got salty again this weekend in his DPW speech. Finally, Dom, Trump complained that the media is too focused on the health of the crowd in the heat when they should care about Trump.
Like, someone died. Didn't someone die from exposure to the heat? Like, literally.
That was in Arizona. This was the next day in Nevada.
I'd have to double check.
Different desert, different heat.
Right, but different, not giving a damn about all the old folks rolling out in the middle of the desert, in the middle of the day, in the middle of June to listen to the maniac talk.
Well, what? Apparently he had some donor event during the evening, so he had to make him wait out in the 110-degree heat. We are the Devil's Advocates. Never gets cool around here. Just the host. And the guest, we got to find one, Dr. Kristen Lierley. She joins us next. Yeah, the GOP, they're getting kind of creepy dumb.
Oh, yeah.
We'll come back with Dr. Lierley and eventually your fine calls or, you know, whatever CJ puts out there each and every day. 844-967-2789.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. Dom, we welcome back a fine guest live via stream. She is a candidate for the U.S. Congress in the Green Bay area. That's Wisconsin CD number 8. She is Dr. Kristen Lierley. Kristen, a timely guest. We appreciate you joining us.
Hey, Kristen.
Oh, no. Where'd she go?
What happened to Kristen? We lost Kristen.
Well.
What'd you do?
I blame Dominic.
It was all my fault. See,
hopefully
I jump on and we lose Kristen.
You know, we had her all ready to go and, you know, all the prop. We should have just flown by the seat of our pants and we wouldn't be having these problems at this moment. But hopefully she will rejoin momentarily. As we've been talking about, Dom, contraception and women's abortion rights and even the right to IVF, these are all big issues. And certainly they played out in the 2013 state Supreme Court race here in the state of Wisconsin to the huge benefit of Janet Protasiewicz. She won by double digits, and that's unusual in any race. Let's not forget, she won a double-digit victory, and Hagedorn won his seat over Lisa Neubauer by 5,600 votes in a state Supreme Court race. That's often how they go, right down to the coin flip. So this issue of women's abortive rights and the fact that with the overturning of Roe v. Wade, we have reverted back to 1849 effectively. Now, I know there is a stay from a Dane County judge, but we don't have clarity legally. And we've got a Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate and the former Attorney General, Mr. Anti-Abortion, Brad Schimmel. So, she joining us again. We welcoming back the fine guest. See, you were in the backyard, Dr. Lierley. Kristen, welcome back. And it looks like you moved closer to the home and perhaps better Wi-Fi.
Closer to the router. Excellent. Excellent. Thank you, Kristen.
You know, it was working great until 30 seconds before we went on the air.
That's the way life works. Dr. Lierley, welcome back. And wanted to talk about the issues of abortion and contraception. And as a candidate for the Congress, how much of it has been part of your stump speech and your conversations with constituents?
That's so interesting because I'm an OBGYN doctor. So that is what everybody wants to talk to me about. It is the issue that is top of mind. We know that it's something that the Democrats are really finding to be a very effective issue because people are really concerned about it. And it was mentioned in nearly every single speech at the Wisconsin Democratic Convention this last weekend, except for mine. I just barely touched on it because I just don't have to talk about it. You know, everybody wants to talk to me about it. So I can talk about other things like, you know, things that people are concerned about up here in Northeast Wisconsin, putting gas in their car, having enough money to put food on their table, all of those other things, protecting democracy. I was in Waupaca the other day and had a fascinating conversation with a bartender who was telling me that he doesn't see a way out of this. He really thinks that we are headed towards something desperate, maybe a civil war. I mean, come on. We've got to provide people with hope and with a pathway. And the only way we get there is through leadership and hard work.
No, you got me scared. Civil war is coming. Oh, no.
People believe this, though, because that's what they're hearing from Donald Trump and from the GOP folks who are fostering this fear and this division. We've got to pull it together. And, you know, just to bring it full circle, that's where this whole defense of contraception and defense of IVF happens. It's unbelievable to me. My partner is a police officer. He is a guy who has three daughters. Every time this comes up, he's like, Kristen, what are we doing? Are they really going to take contraception away? How is that even possible? It just doesn't even register. But here we see all of these GOP folks, every single man in the GOP Senate voted against contraception. Only two GOP women voted for the bill. So it's pretty straightforward. If you have a male GOP senator, Ron Johnson, he doesn't want you to have birth control. Any birth control, no birth control at all.
Dr. Kristen Lierley, our fine guest, live via stream. Kristen, it seems oxymoronic to me. If the goal is to reduce or eliminate the number of abortions, then shouldn't you broaden access to contraceptive, contraception? I mean, don't you need that to prevent the pregnancy part that you would like to see them all born? But it almost is like it's not about that. It's about controlling women and their bodies.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Is that actually the goal, Mike? Is the goal to reduce or eliminate abortion? We all know that it's not. The goal is entirely to control people, to keep people vulnerable, to make sure that people can't use their voices and get out and vote and pay attention and choose leaders that will actually do things on their behalf, things that build communities. So that's why we have to stand up and we have to use our voices and make sure people have the information that they need to get out and, first of all, make good healthcare decisions. And I've dedicated my life to making sure people have the right information to make their own personal healthcare decisions, but also to make sure that they understand what's at stake with this election. How many people have you heard say, this is the most consequential election of our lifetime? An 82-year-old man who went to high school with my dad stopped at our booth over the weekend and said, I've been involved in politics my entire life and I've never seen anything like this. This is scary.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Dr. Kristen Lierley, congressional candidate, Wisconsin's 8th CD. Thank you for coming around again, Kristen. Always a pleasure to talk to you. The Republicans, this one got me, IUDs. They want to get rid of IUDs. So is this all, I guess, your position, IUDs should be available for anybody who wants them? And is this really about Republicans wanting to basically shore up this personhood, that the fertilized egg is now a human being, a person, and therefore anything that happens after that point is up to the state to determine what you can do? Kristen, is that your interpretation?
This is wild. So this is the fear and misinformation that they are spreading to create uncertainty so people are afraid to act. And this information that you're speaking about came directly out of the Senate Help Committee, where the Republican expert is a physician who said that IUDs and Plan B belong to a class of drugs called abortifacients, or drugs that cause abortions. I am here to tell you, as a board-certified obstetrician gynecologist, that IUDs and Plan B are contraception. They are birth control. They do not cause abortions.
And how do you define the abortion then? Because obviously they're standing up there and Kristen, obviously you're a woman, he's a man, and so he must know more than you. You know, this is kind of the attitude I feel like I'm getting from these Republicans these days. So is it the fertilized
egg? Yes, this recent advent.
Right. Is it the fertilized egg issue? Is that the issue?
Well, I don't think so, because Plan B, for example, prevents ovulation. So if you don't ovulate, you've got no egg to fertilize. So it's not even about the fertilized egg. It's about scaring people and preventing people from using Plan B, because if you use it, am I causing an abortion? How do I feel about that? there are so many different layers to this. But again, I am here to tell you that Plan B does not cause abortions. It is birth control. It is safe. It is tested. It is proven. It is birth control.
Kristen, your Republican opponent, there's going to be a primary. There's been some shakeup on that side, whether or not there's enough the proper signatures, whether or not the signatures were collected in the proper manner. How's things going on your end? Are you getting response back from your constituents regarding you versus these Republicans? It seems to me, Kristen, this is such a drastic decision. I mean, you versus any of those Republicans out there, because they're pushing, they're believing. Andre Jacques is one of the a local Wisconsin state legislator. I believe he's a senator now. He's been on the forefront of this for a long, long time. You have these other ones, the weed guy, he's supported by Donald Trump. Same kind of thing. I mean, they're trying to bring us back. Are you getting pushback from your constituents? Are they aware of what the choices really, really are here between these candidates, you and your opponents?
Hey, right now, we're really focusing on our own campaign, and we're letting those three Republicans fight it out amongst themselves. And, you know, they can't figure out what they want to talk about with abortion. I mean, Andre Jacques is a life begins at conception, no abortions for any reason, including the life of the mother. That's how extreme his view is. And he's proud about that. He is happy to tell you that story. Well, he's in a feud with Tony Weed over IVF. It's just so interesting to watch them arguing about these things. We're building community over here on the Democrat side. We are working together with all of the state candidates. We've got candidates in every assembly race and every Senate race here in the 8th Congressional District. And most of them are women. They're women who said, this is my time. The government is not working for me. I see what's happening in this state. I see what's happening in this country. And if I don't use my voice right now, if I don't work together with other people, we're not going to be able to create that change that I know I need to see and my children need to see. So we're really focusing on all of that building and that positivity and problem solving and our vision for the possible.
Dr. Kristen Lierley, our fine guest. The Joe Biden campaign, the Biden-Harris campaign, they've been to Wisconsin like 11 times, but it's primarily Madison and Milwaukee. If you were offered an invitation to campaign with either the president or the vice president in your market in Green Bay, would you take them up on it, or is it important for you to create an independence from the top of the ticket in this race?
You know, I haven't been offered that. And, you know, frankly, I think it's a distraction at this point in the campaign because we are so focused on what needs to happen in Northeast Wisconsin. So we're really focused on local things, being in Door County, being in Oconto County, being in Shawano, all those places, especially the rural areas where people feel like their voices haven't been heard in a long time. You know, earlier I mentioned the conversation that I had with a fella in Waupaca. I bet he probably hadn't had a conversation with someone. He said, your side, referring to me as a Democrat. Like, you know, it, like, that never, ever happens there. We need those conversations to happen. We need to be able to open our ears and open our hearts and hear what other people are saying, because people are suffering out there. And the only way to solve these problems is to figure out where that middle ground is and start working toward solutions.
Dr. Kristen Lierley, I've seen you in public and I've seen how people gravitate to you and want to talk to you. And I know abortion rights, and you're an OBGYN by vocation. Obviously, that is a point of conversation starter. But what else? What should we know about the politics of the Green Bay market? What should our audience know? What's different there than the rest of the state, or uncommon, or, you know, draw your own conclusions here, doctor.
This is my district, Mike. I was born in this district. I'm a sixth generation Wisconsinite. My whole family, nearly all of my cousins, like 25 of us, all live here, except for one who lives in just south of Madison and then the one up in the UP, but that all counts. So my family is like of this district. We're farmers. We worked in the paper mills. Like, I still hang out with my high school friends. So I get it. And the issues that people are concerned about here are different than what people are concerned about in Madison and Milwaukee. I'm hearing, I said this earlier, I'm hearing that they don't have dollars to put gas in their car. They don't have dollars to put food on their table. They're worried about the border. They're worried about the immigration and what happens if there's no path to citizenship. But also they're concerned that we don't have enough labor to serve on our farms and to serve in the meatpacking plants and to serve the certified nursing assistants here. So there are a lot of things. There is no lack of problems that need to be solved. And there are tons of solutions out there. Again, it's just all about finding that middle ground and actually working towards solutions, not just playing political football with these spicy topics.
I really meant more about the defensive side of the ball, but we'll have that conversation the next time you come around, Dr. Kristen Lierley. If people want to support your campaign, how could they do so?
Oh, come visit us, KristenForWisconsin.com. We want everybody on board. This isn't just a campaign, Mike, Dom. This is a movement.
Excellent. We're down for movement, just not too much for me. Dr. Kristen Lierley, thanks so much for coming around. We'll catch up with you, you know, someday real soon, I suspect.
Thank you, Kristen.
Oh, fellas, thanks so much for having me.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and we're all out of bubble gum.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio. A cell phone line open the political party. Starts at 844-967-2789.
Dom, want to thank our most recent guest, a fine candidate for the U.S. Congress from the Green Bay, Wisconsin area. That's CD number 8. Last time around, the Democrats didn't even run anybody in that district. Now we've got an excellent candidate, one of the better ones I've met in the 13 years we've been doing this, Dom. She is exceptional, I would say, relative to most congressional candidates. Hell, most politicians, period.
Yeah. Look forward to see her.
It's
run
not always our best and brightest, I got to say, Dom.
Sometimes it's who steps up, but she is certainly smart and dialed in. And next time I'm in Waupaca, the Chain of Lakes, man, maybe I'll go to the Wheelhouse and find this bartender. I think there is a lot of that up there. I think, you know, to some degree, we always talk about the things you're not supposed to talk about at the dinner table, right? I think sometimes folks avoid these conversations because they can be uncomfortable. They can be sometimes they're not maybe aware of all the specifics. You don't want to sound like you're uninformed necessarily. So to that engagement, for what it's worth, you know, yeah, meet in the middle, but I'm not clear you can meet in the middle on all issues, but certainly starting with a conversation is something that is valuable, and we appreciate Chris.
844-967-2789. You can always join the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We appreciate when you do. It's a phone line. It's a text line. Here are a few of the text lines, Tom, because I know you don't really check. Tom from West Allis says, I've known women in the past who are on birth control pills to help with severe menstrual cramps. What do they say about that, being the Republicans, I suspect? So then does that mean they don't care and women just have to suffer? Well, that's been Republican policy since the get-go. Yes, that's what it means, Tom.
That's exactly what it means.
A WAUK texter sent in the video from Heartland Signal of Chuck Widgers, a Wisconsin assemblyman who states he is against contraceptives. He's on the ballot this year. Look him up. Vote against him. More. One of the callers, Steve from Milwaukee, smartass, says, another walkout? Thought that Kristen had left us, a la Glenn Grothman.
A la Glenn, right.
Here's another one. Dana from La Crosse. Here's what Dana says. I want to get it right, Dana. I understand he's afraid of sharks, but I believe he's pretty safe. Sharks usually only eat dead whales. Are you sure he's safe?
Oh, man.
And then a WMDX texter wants to know, when is MC DJT going to drop his gangsta rap album? Yes, that's an interesting question. Jeff from Shorewood wants to know, How many MAGAs died? Fewer Trump votes. I think he means the COVID. Anyways.
844-967-2789. Talk or text. Crudy, the one text you're talking about, well, you know, when you take the pill for, you know, the cramps, what do they say about them? Well, it's not just that. Mifepristone is used to treat Crohn's disease and other things as well. And they would have it. If they had their way, you would not be able to get necessarily access to this medication. And back to my point about, you know, personal freedom and your own life, your own responsibility, your own philosophy, your own existence. What is it about why Republicans? If you don't like Plan B, you think Plan B does something that maybe it doesn't, according to the doctor, don't take it. You don't like IUDs, don't take it. You don't like abortions, don't get one. You know, the same thing, it's Pride Month. You don't like gay marriage, don't get gay married. You don't think interracial marriage is not right, then don't do it. You don't have to do all the things. Why? What is it about your thought and your existence that would think that you have the right, the calling of your God to put that on everybody else, man? I do not get that. That is not freedom. I don't know what you think it is, but that ain't it. If you believe in something, you want to force someone else to do it because you think it's true. And let's be clear, this is all about God. This is all about religion. That's what it's about. It's not about two cells merging. It's about the soul and whatever, whatever, whatever. I don't believe any of that stuff. And since anyone can come up with whatever the hell they believe in, you got to set that aside. Don't force your beliefs on other people. I'm not sitting here saying that you must take this abortive stuff, that you must get gay married. No, I'm not saying any of that stuff. I'm saying, leave me alone. Leave us alone. You want to live that life? You want to go do that? Knock yourself out. But as soon as you start putting that on me, on us, on everyone, then you cross the line. That is not personal freedom.
844-967-2789. We got a caller from Wyawega. It's Gene. Gene, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Gene, Wyawega, not too far from Wapaka.
No, not too far from Wapaka. Listen, you want to talk about playing the devil's advocate. Yes. There are how many miscarriages in this country? Much more than there are abortions.
Right.
And when a woman has a miscarriage, everyone around her says, it's God's will. I say, does that make God a murderer?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he chooses to what? Take a baby? These people don't want to talk that talk.
Yeah.
They only want to look at that multi-cell, and that's all it is, cells that have multiplied, and they want to say, that's a human being. No, it's not. It's cells that could potentially turn into a human being.
No one's disagreeing with you, Gene. Appreciate your call.
That is a great point. And you know how it's not a human being, Gene? Because if you put them in the freezer, they still live. You can still use them later. You can't do that with an actual person.
I tried it with a roommate of ours in college. He was never the same.
Yeah.
Come back with us. A happier, happy hour indeed, especially if you participate. 844-96-PARTY. More devils.